Did you know that the pet care industry is a billion-dollar industry and it is continuously growing? But are the people who care for your pets growing as well? I'm Dara Forleo, and on The Business of Pet Care, we are going to talk about what really goes on behind the scenes of those grooming tables, those daycare walls, and those social media filters. Welcome to The Business of Pet Care. I am your host, Dara Forleo. This show is all about helping pet professionals grow your businesses, strengthen those brands, and reach more pet owners with confidence. Today, I am so excited to introduce to you Beth Lambert, who I have had the privilege of working with on a few projects myself, who is an amazing, innovative educator, and she is just a truly talented person for this instructional design of media, videos, and teaching beyond this. So I am so excited to have her here because Beth has also presented at the national level and at international conferences. And her passion is really, truly about helping professionals communicate their authenticity while using the technology that we also need to learn how to embrace. Beth, thank you so much for being here and welcome to the show. So many pet business owners really on social media can get stagnant and feel invisible.
Mm-hmm.
What is some of these struggles that they're dealing with?
Oh, so many. There are so many people who don't want to be on camera. I mean, I struggled with that. I'm too old. I weigh too much. I can't do my makeup right. I don't have the right house.
My glasses are shiny.
Yes. You know, I don't have anything to say, or when do I have time? I don't even know where to start. So, I mean, you name it. There's probably 10 reasons why any given person might have that they can't do it. I'm here to work with pets, not talk to people.
You know, that is really true. I think Abe and I got into that, and it took me a long time really getting comfortable behind the camera. Yeah. And I'm as comfortable as I am with doing my own recording. See, now I got to have the intro. She's got to come and say hi. Oh, this is Beatrice.
I might met her.
You know, I do a lot of recording for my own classes and that we use, but I haven't gotten confident enough to put them really out there on social media.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And so what's happening is that there are so many pet care professionals who are so good at what they do. They're so well-educated. They're experts in their craft. They're great with the animals. They're great with the pet parents when they come in, but that doesn't market itself. And so what we find a lot is that the pet care pros are talking about what they do when they're on socials and they get on socials, but that's not what pet parents want to see. Pet parents want to know what they worry about. They want to know that their pet's going to be safe, that it's convenient for them. There's somewhere to park when they drop their pet off, or that the dog daycare has a van that's going to come pick them up or give them a bath and a nail trim before they send them home. And they want to know that they can trust you. And that's what earns the attention from pet parents. And so some of the things that are really challenging is inconsistent visibility. So if you're only posting when you're not slammed, they're going to forget you. You need to show up again and again. And it doesn't mean every day. It just means consistent. So maybe, you know, pet parents know that on Wednesdays, you're going to be answering an FAQ Fridays. It's going to be a highlight from the week. Maybe you have a myth-busting Monday. So something that pet parents keep seeing you again and again, because you don't want to leave their memory or the algorithm. And the other thing that I'm learning from pet care pros is that perfectionism will absolutely stall your visibility. And I've done this too. I have hours of video that I recorded of myself for my own reels and just said, ugh, either because I didn't like the way I looked or the editing was going to take too long. But we really need to step back from that, because what pet parents are looking for is authenticity. They want to be able to see themselves and feel like you're speaking directly to them.
So I it's funny you should say that, because I was just thinking about that, and I was actually on my way home today. I was listening to an audio book, and they said that same thing, is that the authenticity, what exactly does that mean?
It means you're just being real, and you might be, you know, brushing out a doodle saying, hey, you know, I chose this brush because, and then zooming in to see, oh, I mean, I was that guilty doodle owner. I thought it was brushing well. I had no idea. And they said, he's all mad. And I was like, no, he's not. I've been brushing. But being
the drop of the doodles.
But being able to be authentic and say, yeah, it's okay. We understand. Doodles don't come with the instructions with how to, you know, do the line. I'm not even sure what the terms are. Yeah. But just being real. And when the veterinarian comes out, you know, to chat at the end of an appointment or something, if they're just perfectly ready for their day and it's 5 o'clock in the evening, I want to see that they've been working with animals. Yes, you're going to have pet hair on your clothes. There might be something else there. I don't know. But when I'm home with my dog, it can happen. Just letting people know that these are going to be some of the regular things that happen with pets. There's going to be, you know, pets are going to have accidents. We're going to clean them up. And it that's part of the joy and the fun with it all.
It is. I agree, coming from a grooming background and knowing what the customers expect. And it was like, you stay so perfect all day long. Are you even doing anything back there? But you know, one thing, again, and I'm going to go back just because I can relate to what I've been having problems with and what I skip on social media is a lot of the videos of people in their car with their phones on, driving down the road, talking about something, or in their kitchen, walking around. Yeah. To me, I'm like, I don't want to work with somebody like that.
Yeah,
that does not relate to me. So knowing your customer persona and what that person is really looking for, really, you have to tailor those videos specifically to that. Because I look at that and I'm like, done. I am the keyboard scroller, like, forget it.
Exactly. And so we've got 3 seconds, maybe even less today, to catch that attention. And it's not going to be somebody sitting in their car. You know, I know there's good light in there, but what we want to see is how you interact with the animals. I want to see what it's going to look like, feel like when my dog is with you, because pet parents are making emotional decisions when they're spending their money. And what we're finding is that because we call ourselves pet parents now, we're not looking for service providers. We're looking for co-parents and coaches, and we want to feel confident.
I love that.
Yeah. We want to feel confident giving you my two most important things, my dog and my money. And I need to know that they're both going to be well spent when they're with you.
That's a really interesting spin on it. I've not heard, talking to a number of people in marketing, never quite like that. Mm-hmm. And coming from, like you said, and again, I revert to pet owners, but pet parent is what the new way of saying it is.
Yeah. It's because so many people call themselves pet parents, and we consider our pets to be family.
And I do too, but I've never termed myself that, but again, it's not about me. This is about what everybody else in the world is perceiving it at. And Dara, get on board.
Yeah. And we're finding just these, especially millennials and Gen Z in the United States, they are the largest group of pet owners or pet parents right now.
Yeah.
And they are making emotional decisions.
Just about 60% now.
I think it's around 65 at least. It might be getting bigger every day. But even looking at the decisions they're making with buying food, they're not just looking at, you know, grabbing kibble from the grocery store. They're taking into account, that's why we have the raw food boom and the fresh food boom, because they're taking into consideration all the minor health attributes that are going on with their pup, as well as the taste preference. You know, what's the dog going to enjoy eating? And so even a survey recently showed that what they're more concerned about isn't necessarily where the dog's at right now. It's how is he feeling? Yeah, because so
that's
many
what they're doing. They're feeling. Yeah. And they're going to work in these workplaces going, how's it making me feel? So yeah, it makes sense that they would be mm-hmm. doing that.
Yes, absolutely.
Wow. It's crazy that such that switch, because the coming mm-hmm. from, and I think this switch has really happened all from COVID, really. I mean, there was a huge, that boom started then, because they were, that generation wasn't having kids, but it was get a dog and let's move this forward. So very interesting take on this. I'm intrigued by that.
Yeah. And I live in Chicago. I live downtown, and I also work at my veterinary clinic as a receptionist. So I'm seeing, young people leaving, young people, because I'm not young anymore, leaving for work, walking to work in the morning, and they've got their dog with them. Like, what is happening? You know, does everybody get to take their dogs to work, or they're dropping them off at daycare? Daycare is expensive. I mean, daycare starts at about $800 a month, bare bones here. And so they're making major investments. And most, when I was growing up, the dog stayed home when everybody went to work and school, and it's not like that anymore.
It's not like that anymore. I agree. Well, I just want to take a minute really quick and say thank you again for being on. We are going to take a quick break, but up next, we are going to start talking about how to make sure those videos aren't just pretty clips, but actually something that is going to bring in some real revenue. We'll be right back. Welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Want more of what you're watching? Stay connected to the Business of Pet Care and every one of our Now Media TV favorites, live or on demand, anytime you like. Download our free Now Media TV app on Roku or ISO and unlock nonstop bilingual programming in English and in Spanish. And if you're on the move, you can always catch our podcast versions right from our website at nowmedia.tv, from business and news to lifestyle, culture, and all beyond. Now Media TV is streaming around the clock, ready whenever you are. I am here again with Beth Lambert, and in this segment, we are going to be talking about the videos and the video looks, but don't bring in paying clients. It's really tough. Oh, I know, I'm just as guilty of it. And it often feels like, you're wasting your time. So how can we turn these videos from something that just looks like a nice tool to something that's actually really going to generate us some money?
Yeah. Well, we talked a little bit about authenticity. And so one thing that I see a lot is different people, I'm trying not, I don't want to pinpoint people specifically, but if you have a facility or, a brick and mortar place, and you're showcasing it, sometimes that can come across as very cold. It's clean, it's lovely, but it looks like a design book. And that's not going to bring me and my dog in. I want to see the real, pretty is optional. What I really want to see is education. I want to know that you know what you're doing. I want to know that my dog is safe. I want to know that my investment is worth it, whether I'm spending, $125 on a groom or $800 a month for dog daycare. And then I want you to tell me, how do I get started? So that might be something like setting up what I call sort of the CARE acronym. So first, you're going to address a pet parent concern, just one. So I want you to think about, what do they ask every time they call on the phone? Or what do they always ask when they show up at the front desk? Do I need to shave my dog? Yes, well, there's that. Yes. Why isn't my dog ready in an hour? Do I need to shave my husky in the summer? No. And then, talking about, your own approach or your protocol. And you might even be showing that. No, you don't need to shave your dog every summer because, look, this is what's happening with your dog's coat. And then the result, what happens because of that or what doesn't happen because you didn't shave the dog. And then that next step, book your tour now or click here or comment this to get started.
Book your tour. That's a nice way of doing it. I've coached grooming salons on doing that and having a set and scheduling that first meet and greet or that first introduction because you're leaving your fur babies with me.
Yes.
I don't want you to see me at my worst, but also the best may not be, like you said, the reality of what is behind the scenes. So you got to have it right in the middle. It's a really good blend.
Yes. So starting with those client pain points, and especially if you can be in action with an animal when you're addressing those. So you might be brushing out a dog. You could be in the bathing or the grooming or even say, this is what we do before we even get started. And talking about why you have that approach. So it might be looking at, is my dog's reactive? My dog is anxious. What are you going to do? Is it going to be okay? And I know Chrissy, who's also with Whole Pet, has said that what you want to ask as a groomer and as a pet parent, what's going to happen if my dog does this? And we don't want to hear, oh, don't worry, we don't put up with that. We'll get the groom done. That's not what I want to hear. I mean, I want my dog to be groomed, but I also want him to be safe. And so those are the things to share and to explain and the why behind it, because that's also going to keep you aligned with the clients that you want, the clients who are aligned with your values, that you take it slow, you treat the dogs well, and that we know they are sentient beings and we're all doing this because we love these animals. So the care method, first address the concern, the pain point of parents, assurance, what's your protocol, what's your approach, the result, what happens because of it, and then the easy next step, how they get started with you. Call now, sign up online, let's start your account, let's get going.
I think that's a big thing that a lot of people, and even I have to remind myself, the call to action, tell them what you want them to do, because they're not going to do anything unless you tell it or say it. What's the next step? Click here, go here, do this. Mm-hmm. And that's an important part. So if things aren't getting flowing for you, how does this work for a brick and mortar retail business that say they don't have that service-based factor?
Yes.
How can this be incorporated into other types of maybe veterinary care, or because that again is a little, working that behind the scenes and seeing that behind the scenes.
Yes. Again, same thing. They want to see you. We want to see you. I'm going to say we, because I'm a pet parent as well. So even walking through, if you have a shop, is your pet itchy this summer? Have you tried, or are you concerned about the extra, fillers in, pet foods and treats? We've got these singlet. This is just something new we're trying and we love it. I swear I'm not promoting. Well, maybe I am. Love it. Tossing things at the dog.
I'm just wondering who that's from after. Give them a plug.
Yes. Little Hunter, we love you. And anyway, but you just saying, if your dog's itchy, try this. Your dog's itchy, could be, what they're eating. We've got this, great new food, or we have this supplement, or, there's this cream, and, or even a vet shows up. Hey, it's been a beautiful day, or we had a great weekend. Did you check your dog for ticks after you went for that walk or that hike? I'm going to show you how to do it in 30 seconds. And so those things that we keep seeing you and hearing you, and we know that you're an expert, and we see you interacting with the animals. And that's so important. I know I keep saying that, but you brought up earlier that people are in their car recording, which, I understand that works great sometimes. But in this case, when we want to build relationships, with pet parents before they've even met us in person or purchased our services, we need to feel like they're speaking directly to us. And so that means not using the jargon. You're using pet parent language, saying, is your pet nervous? Is he anxious? Or looking at different food for your cat, because cats need a lot of extra fluids. I don't have
They do.
So instead of saying, we've got this new renal food for your cat, it might be, this is going to keep your cat's kidneys healthy. And just shifting how we speak, because it's going to be that emotion. We want to know that our animals are okay, because they can't tell us.
So I'm going to take it one step further with this. And now I'm going to ask, since we talked about all the service part, the brick and mortar with the retail, how about business to business?
Oh, this is a great one.
We're going to go into the next segment.
One of my favorite things is partnerships and collaborations, because there's so much that we can do together. So I've talked about the doodle, my own doodle guilt. I would love to see a groomer popping into one of my favorite independent pet shops and say, I'm going to do a little demo. If you've got a doodle, come on in. You can watch. I'm going to show you what to do. Maybe I'll even demo on a pup who's there if they're friendly. And then I'm going to show you which products I recommend. And that, you know, a trainer can do the same thing. You can have, you know, a veterinarian and a groomer can do something together in clinic as well. And there are so many opportunities for this because we're not in direct competition. We can support each other, and work on those referrals. The other thing to think about is those shoulder industries. So like veterinarians could team up with a realtor. So people moving into the area, hey, here's your brand new welcome basket. And I know you got a dog and three cats. So I want you to know about this veterinarian. And they put in a few little goodies here as well. I've got a shop that one of my favorite local independent shops around the corner for pets. Because it's downtown Chicago, we've got a hotel right across the street with a great restaurant. On Wednesday nights, they host dog night. And they've got a menu for the dogs. It helps everybody. And, you know, the pet parents are there. They're building community. Speaking directly to other businesses. I don't know if that was the direction you were heading with B2B.
And it is, because that's tough. Yeah. B2B tends to be a little difficult to, again, knowing that target, but if I'm trying to promote to another business myself,
right,
that's different than speaking language to pet owners and pet parents. And
yes. Then you can start with some of that jargon, because they know it as well. I want you to show
So I'm going to ask you really quick, and then I'm going to say, because now that I keep forgetting you're in Chicago, and I have quite a few graduates in Chicago. Yeah. Groomers that I can get you hooked up with if you're in the market.
Yes.
At least for that referral.
Absolutely.
I'd love for you to just take a moment quickly and tell everyone, how can they reach you? Where are you at? Talk about that awesome Instagram page.
The best place to find me is Instagram. I'm at fuzzyface.media. And that's where you'll see me most of my content. I also have a website, www.fuzzyfacemedia.com. It's where you can find all of my services and things. But the best place to find me is, of course, going to be Instagram. I also have a content membership, which we can talk about later, or I'm happy to push information out that you can share later. And that's where to find me.
Excellent. Well, thank you so much for that. And coming up, we are going to shift our focus, and we're going to start talking about how to use these videos to showcase that expertise that you have and to start building that credibility so clients see you as the go-to in your niche. Stay tuned. And welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. I am here with Beth Lambert, and now we are going to start talking about something every business owner wants, and that's credibility. Mm-hmm. Videos are not just marketing tools. They are an essential part of you building that trust and being known as that expert in your field. So starting, How do clients, you know, when we're seeing them, how do we want them to feel like there's just no other option from our videos when we're creating them?
Just like you said, education, marketing, education is marketing in the pet industry. And so what I want people to think about when they're making these videos is like they're speaking just to one person, that client you've got a really great relationship with, or a friend of yours who's asked, or you're at a family reunion, your cousin wants to know how to trim, you know, her husky's nails. And like I said, it happens. So sharing what you already know and thinking about, you know, what are those calls that come in? What are people asking the most when they reach out via DM, when they call? And then what I want you to do is start making a list, whether it's in your notes app on your phone, somewhere on your computer, of the different categories like FAQs. These are the questions that I'm asked most. And then you share one. You answer one per video. We're not going to have a lecture. It's a quick hit. Pet parents are busy, just like you. They want to see it. And then you can also let them know, come back on the next Monday because I'm going to bust another myth. FAQs, myth versus fact. Short coats don't need grooming. You know, dogs that shed don't need to be groomed. Mini demonstrations. Show me how to brush that doodle. You're going to zoom in and show me how to do that, or how to do a nail trim without making sure that I'm not cutting too much, too close to the quick, or how am I going to make this fear-free for my pet? What can I do to get them, my puppy, ready, you know, before we even start those nail trims? Enrichment setups. And then even the, hey, this is why we do this. This is why we make sure that, you know, when you come in for grooming, I'm asking you all these medical questions, or I want to make sure, you know, all these different things. This is the why behind what we do. Quick tip videos are great as well. You know, 30 seconds, one actionable item. First, you start with that pain point. You let pet parents know what you're going to talk about. If this sounds like you or your dog, stick around. And it could even be sharing, hey, what questions do you have going into the cold season? What do you need to know about to keep your dog happy and healthy? Send it to me and I might choose your answer. You know, I might choose to answer yours, you know, next Tuesday.
Oh, that's a great idea. Yeah.
And what I want people to know with that is you don't have to rely on just what people are sending you. Think about what you really want them to know. What's that major thing that pet parents aren't doing in between grooms, or, you know, in between vet visits, that you want to make sure that they know? What do we need to know to keep, you know, paws safe when winter comes and we've got the snow and the ice and the chemicals out there? You know, whether you shop a service provider, you're going to have some ideas for us.
Yeah, I think a lot of people think that we have to continue to reinvent the wheel and have new content all the time, which is tough to be that creator, inventor, that real innovator to do that when they're asking all the same questions. Repurpose the content.
Yeah, it's a lot of pressure to come up with more stuff. And so you can repost a reel. You can repost a post. You had something that performed really well last summer. Put it out again next summer. You've got a reel that, a reel that didn't quite go well. Well, don't think that you need to just throw that away. You might just need to change the hook. You might just need to change, you know, a little bit of something that goes, that's, you know, a variable with it. Maybe instead of, you know, standing behind the grooming table, you're in a different spot. Don't throw it all out. I'm trying to remember what the question was exactly now.
No, that's okay.
One more thing I almost forgot to add is when you see content that you think, oh, that's a great idea, I want you to save it. I want you to create an album, a folder, not because you're going to copy somebody else's content, but because, hey, that's a really great idea. I can either use, you know, that spark something with me, or I can use that format, because you don't have to reinvent everything and do it all on your own.
Right. Yeah, that's exactly it. Can you just go into a little bit, because learning what a hook was?
Oh, yes.
Is pretty, it was new to me until I took a marketing class and was like, wait, what? So do you want to talk just a little bit about how you get that hook and what that is?
Yes. So there's a couple different ways we can do it. And I like people to layer it. So it might be, hey, is your dog itchy? And it might even be me popping in. So it's a visual pattern interrupt that they see, you know, there's motion. And then you even put text on screen as well that pops up. Hey, itchy dogs, you know, pay attention here, you know, or something that grabs their attention because people are scrolling right by if it looks boring or if it doesn't apply to them. And so you need to make sure you grab their attention that they say, hey, that's me.
So that's why the words over are so important.
Yes, that's one thing I really recommend, you know, whether you're putting up pet parents or, you know, cat owners or, you know, dog moms, whoever it is that you are addressing.
I take it right off because for me, I words, I scroll through.
Yeah.
I don't know why. It drives me crazy. It's like.
Yeah, just one pop-up. So it's, you know, when they see it, so they don't scroll right by immediately. It's like, oh. Yeah, I've got a little dog. Yeah.
So it can just be a real flashy statement, a real solid hard question. Wake up and look at this.
Yes. And then once pet parents know that you exist, and that you are an expert, you are going to be the go-to person. They will keep coming back to your account. And one thing that I hadn't mentioned yet, I don't think, is if you are local and your business serves local pet parents, geotag. And I want you to layer that in so that you say, hey, Vegas dog moms, or, you know, hey, Washington, D.C. cat parents, because everything is SEO. I want you to put it in the caption. I want you to put it in. You can tag where you're at. Geographically on your posts, do that too, because Instagram posts, YouTube videos, all of these are coming up in search results in Google. And that is exactly where Gen Z and millennials go first to do their research. You know, if they're going to choose a new provider or a new product.
They're going right to Google. Mm-hmm. They're not going to TikTok and...
Well, some of them might. And that's another reason you want to layer all that geotagging in there, that people know that you're going to be the best groomer, the best dog daycare in Houston, that you want your facility, your business, your brand to pop up when people say, you know, Detroit, dog walker.
Yeah. Got it. That's great. Can you share like a video series that you've done that's helped a client with some significant increase in their own brand authority?
Someone who's a trainer, she was showing how to layer enrichment for reactive dogs. And that was especially important for me because I've got one of those myself. And looking at how each day she made it just a little more challenging. So here's, you know, a busy box, or, you know, we've got, you know, I mean, you know, with you've got your treat tied up in a dish towel, that we started that way. And then she took it outside to the backyard because there were more distractions. And as she just kept, you know, pulling back some of that scaffolding and putting out more distractions for the dog to see how that would go, we got to see in real time how that was going. And that was really helpful for dog owners to see, oh, this is how we can start to peel back some of that reactivity, is, you know, by putting this positive situation and just gradually making it a little more.
Really interesting to say that, but instead of just here's the before and here's the after, here's the progress.
Exactly. And because of that, I knew it was coming out. It was like, I'm going to be back on Tuesday because I want to know what to do next. I tried it and it's working. And when pet parents see that you have a series, that brings them back. Or if you've got, you know, four things to share about keeping what to do with your doodle in between grooming appointments.
Yeah.
Don't tell me all at once. Say, come back for tip number two next time.
I think we get long-winded.
Yeah.
I think it's really hard to not get long-winded. Mm-hmm. And when you're trying to create these ideal videos, what's the perfect length? I know you said we have 3 seconds to capture.
Yeah. Well, Instagram now lets us go up to 3 minutes. Don't do it. Anywhere between 30 to 60 seconds. I wouldn't go longer than that. And that's,
and it's hard to get anything in 20 seconds.
Yes, it is. And that's something that the algorithm looks at in when they're, it's deciding if it's going to push your content to new people is watch time. So you can look at your insights when you go, if you have a business account or a creator account, and everybody out there should, because you get more features, it's free. And you can go into your insights and see what's been most popular. You can see how long people stayed on that video, where they started to drop off. And that'll give you a little bit of a gauge as to, ooh, I need to switch this up or keep something else.
Interesting. That's great. We want to come back to that creator time. But tell us one more time really quick before we go into our next break. How can we find you? How can they find you? And what is one of your superpowers?
Oh, ooh, I love that question. You can find me on Instagram. That's where I spend most of my time, fuzzyface.media. My website is fuzzyfacemedia.com. And one of my superpowers, oh, wow, it is the series. It's helping pet care pros come up with that series that grabs attention and keeps pet parents coming back, whether it's informational, it's going to be entertainment that also rolls in education, so it's an edutainment, and just making sure that you've got that content stuffed into everything, and that you've brainstormed your ideas. You've got them as a list in your phone. You've got B-roll video to go. So just helping you stack the deck so you always have something ready to go for content. You're never at a loss.
I love it. That's amazing. That's great. You do have some amazing superpowers. I know there's more in there, but coming up, we are going to jump into our final segment. And in that one, we are going to talk about the power of client stories and testimonials, because you got to have these. And it's not just as simple as the Google review anymore. People are looking for that real time. And you want to know how to use them in your videos to strengthen that brand. So stay tuned. Come back. We'll be back in a moment. And welcome back to the Business of Pet Care. Don't miss a second of this show or any of your favorite Now Media TV favorites. Streaming live and on demand everywhere and whenever you want. Grab our free Now Media TV app on Roku or on ISO and enjoy instant access to our lineup of bilingual programs. I am having a very bad time with my words today. So if you prefer to listen to the Business of Pet Care anytime on Now Media TV's website at nowmedia.tv, and we are covering business, breaking news, lifestyle, culture, and so much more. Now Media TV is available 24/7. So the stories you care about are always within reach. We are here with Beth Lambert. This is our final segment. You have been awesome maintaining and staying with us today. We have talked about visibility. We've talked about building and how you start developing that revenue and getting that, getting your market niche and that credibility. So now let's talk about the stories that connects us all together and connects the client with testimonials and success stories that are really going to bring people knocking at your door. Where would you like to start with this, Beth?
Ooh, you need testimonials. And I'm going to push even further that you need video testimonials, because it's so much more powerful than just a static image or a static Google review. I've done a lot of video testimonials, and I'm on, you know, this side of the camera, and you just watching them and interviewing these people, I'm tears. There is an organization that raises money for dogs who have cancer and families can't provide treatment. That Dogs Day gave, you know, helped provide, you know, the life-saving treatment that my dog needed to survive. But instead, I talked to an 82-year-old woman on video who sat with her dog and told me that She and the dog were both diagnosed with cancer on the same day. You can bet I'm going to donate when I find out that they both, you know.
Oh, yeah. That's heartbreaking.
Yes. Yes. You know, and she's hearing impaired and, you know, she needs the dog because the dog helps to alert her if something's going on. You know, so that, or somebody who comes in to tell me, you know, that, you know, they hired this amazing pet care company because they travel a lot. And when they're traveling, they're out of the country and they're not getting any sleep because they don't know if the, you know, the cats are taking their medicine. They don't know what's going on. And instead, now they're feeling this sense of ease and relief because the pet sitter comes in, shows videos, makes sure he finds each of the cats in their location, and that they're safe, they're happy, they're healthy, and you can enjoy your vacation because you know your animals are safe. You know, and I've never had an easy dog. So I can tell you about my groomer that I, you know, my dog who was a biter, how he did, you know, with Michael, that the sense of relief that I felt and the care that I saw. And see, now I'm showing you what that video testimonial is going to sound like and look like.
Yeah.
Because pet parents, like I said, they're making emotional decisions. And so when you're asking for these testimonials, you want to provide either some questions for them to answer. You can either speak to them like this on Zoom or set up, you know, just your phone somewhere in your location, and just ask, hey, you know, so why did you choose us? What was already going on with your pet? What do you noticed? You know, what was your favorite thing that happened here? What would you say to somebody if they were asked if they asked for more information about it? You might even show, because I want you to start collecting a bank of video, start now, the before, the after. You know, this is the dog when they came in. This is the first time I saw, you know, Nutter Butter. You know, this is their first session, you know, when we tried to groom and he's a moving target. And now this is the fourth time we've groomed him and he comes in, he nuzzles. In fact, he falls asleep, you know, now when, you know, he's getting brushed out at the end. And so making sure that parents understand how you made them feel and that they're sharing that, and how the dog is feeling, what that transformation was, you know, whether it's a difficult groom or, you know, a dog that, you know, had a skin condition that the veterinarians that you'd visited before couldn't figure out. And now somebody did, you know, and it was just as easy as a food swap or the right medication. I'm speaking really fast.
No, it's because you're passionate about it and yes. It's hard when you're passionate to not show and do that. So no, I appreciate that.
And don't be shy about sharing these. It's not bragging, it's marketing. So I want you to put these everywhere. I want you to have on Instagram, you've got those circles up at the top of your profile where it says highlights. That's where I want you to start storing those reviews. You can post them to your stories. You can post them and you should be posting them to your regular feed, put them on your website. And then if you have an email newsletter, toss one in every time, or at the bottom of your email, you can do a thumbnail and it, whether it takes them to YouTube or whatever, somebody clicks on it and then they get to hear somebody speak about their animal. And I also want to see either video or images of the animal in there as well, because that's what's going to keep our attention. And again, these don't need to be 5 minutes long. It can be 30 seconds, 2 minutes. It's going to tell the story.
Yeah. Storytelling is important too. That's another thing I've just recently started talking about. You know what I really, and maybe not, I'm hoping not just me, but learning how to properly post on Instagram, because I don't know the difference between reels and what the other one.
Reels are going to be the short videos. That's a real question. Carousel where it has the multiple slides, and then a post is just a static image, but it's always changing. And so that's something we need to just kind of ride that wave.
Yeah.
They change the sizing, they change the aspect ratios, they change the algorithm. All kinds of things can change. Yeah. So what's getting the most reach right now are your reels and your carousels. And those are both really great for education.
Okay.
And, you know, if you want to start getting just a little bit of reach, that's where you want to do the trends and the reels, the trending audio, the silly trend things where, you know, where it looks like different people are pushing out of the refrigerator, you know, whatever it is, that's going to get you views. It's not going to get you clients though. So that's going to hook people.
Yeah.
And they might say, she's fun. I like what he does. And then they keep coming back and they see that you are going to be the go-to expert, the person who can coach them, co-pet parent with them, and all of that.
Parent. I love it. I love that. Yeah. That's what we're looking for. Somebody to co-parent.
Yes.
That's a really great way to look at it for these pet businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And even the brick and mortar stores that are seeing just retail, because I know I hear a lot of stories of it's so hard to compete with Amazon. It's so hard to
yes.
How can I keep up with that? Well, Amazon's not forming a relationship with me.
Right.
Amazon, I feel like Amazon's like the crane in Jurassic Park. You know, they're relating to that.
Yeah.
They're dropping the whatever in to eat. That's the only right. thing you're humanizing with is your keyboard. Yeah.
And I was getting really excited. I finished a series of testimonials for a local pet shop. And that's exactly what it is. Pet parents are craving community. In fact, so many of us are right now. Mm-hmm. And so what I heard is that pets. Mine's asleep. They know that their dog was going through cancer treatment and finding out, you know, there are these products that can help you with that. You know, you want to make sure you're feeding your dog a raw food diet. Yes. This is what we've gotten. We're going to guide you through it. Hey, you know, we haven't seen you in for a while. I know that, you know, Oreo hadn't been feeling well. Is everything okay? Amazon doesn't notice if I'm gone.
Yeah. No, they don't.
Yeah.
They or some.
Yeah.
We some can keep going.
But yeah. We could. We could do this for days.
It's fun. I can't wait to do a reel with you now. Anyone else who wants to do a reel with Beth?
Yes.
Watch that would be fun.
Yep.
And I want you to tell everyone again, how can they find you? Where can they get you? Mm-hmm. And what is for, because you do these services for people. So what's your favorite service that you provide that mm-hmm. you love to create, the video you love to create the most for your clients?
Oh, okay. So you can find me on Instagram, fuzzyface.media. You can find my website, fuzzyfacemedia.com. My favorite things have been the promotional videos. And the way I've been doing those, I don't come to film. I don't send a videographer. It keeps the cost low because we start with creating that voiceover script that tells who you are, what you do, and why pet parents should choose you. And then we go through that script. I create the shot list, and then it's either things that you create or curate. And then we put that all together. And it's just this magical snapshot, a video of who you are and what you do and how you're changing the lives of pets and their people. And that's been my absolute favorite thing because it does really spark that emotion. And I can see that and feel that from the business owner. And then also in the way that they're working with the animals.
Oh, thank you so much, Beth. It was a pleasure having you on. And I just want to say the new intro that's coming that you guys are all going to see. Thank you, Beth, for creating that for me. And you have shown us so much insight into these videos and that it's not just a marketing tool. This is a way to connect, to build trust, to get that authority, and to grow a stronger pet care business. And after all, that's what we want to do. So to our viewers, you and your story, your clients, and your passion can all come alive through video. Don't be afraid to share. Don't be afraid to put those out there. I know we all are. And if you are, you can hire Buck to make them for you. And there's no better person to do it, because then it takes it all off of you and lets her create something magical. I am Dara Forleo, and this has been The Business of Pet Care on Now Media TV. Until next time, keep building, keep connecting, and keep caring for both your pets, everyone else's pets, and the people you take care of. Have a great day.
Did you know that the pet care industry is a $1 billion industry, and it is continuously growing? But are the people who care for your pets growing as well? I'm Dara Forleo, and on The Business of Pet Care, we are going to talk about what really goes on behind the scenes of those grooming tables, those daycare walls, and those social media filters.